a theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the countryside and check in with race clubs to talk about their club, their township, and their big race day. And this weekend is the Casino Race Club in New South Wales Cup meeting. I don't believe it is actually their biggest day of the year. We'll find out because Renee Aprisco is the club manager. She takes our call. How are you, Renee?
Oh, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Doing okay. And even though this is your Casino Cup, it's actually not your biggest meeting. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Our biggest meeting is the Beef Week Cup that we have in May every year.
So how has that come about? Is that show the importance of cattle and the region where you are? Because, as I said, most clubs think Cup, that's the big one, but the May meeting is bigger.
Yeah, the May meeting's bigger. Casino holds a Beef Week, which runs for about 10 days. So there's hundreds of events that are run through the town, most of it being to do with cattle and rural sort of lifestyle. So, yeah, that's when we run our biggest day. That's when we get our biggest crowd for the year. And, yeah, it's great racing.
Now, you don't need me to tell you that around you in parts of your state there is a lot of drama with COVID and even parts of the region in New South Wales now, but your race club hasn't really been affected. I say that conservatively. You've lost more meetings in recent times or years due to weather, have you?
A few this year due to the, you know, enormous amounts of rain that we've had. But last year we did run every single meeting, but a few of the meetings we were just restricted to essential people only because of COVID. But Beef Week this year, which we've just run a couple of months ago, that was as normal, no real COVID restrictions, so to speak. So, that was a great day.
So you're about, what, 700 k's from Sydney? You're getting closer and closer to the border, aren't you? How far are you from the Queensland border, which obviously you can't go to, but how far are you to Queensland?
Yeah, only hour and a half to 2 hours, so not far away, but we're keeping to ourselves out here.
So you're well outside any bubbles and that, so are you far enough that, or are you close enough that border restrictions have impacted the type of horses and owners and trainers that can come to your meetings this year?
Only for this meeting that's coming up on Saturday, we are restricted because no Queensland horses or jockeys, owners, trainers are allowed to come. So that has affected our meeting this weekend a little bit. It's still quite strong, but yeah, it has definitely put a little bit of a dent in the numbers.
So, again, is it a normal type cup meeting? Do you get a big crowd? Do you have any restrictions on numbers? I guess you have to keenly and strictly monitor where people are coming from. That is a major, major thing, I guess. If someone in Casino is heading to the races, they want to be sure that no one's driven up from Sydney just to go to the races in Casino. So is that a worry for you? Is it something you have to really be strict about?
Yeah, we do have to be strict about it and do check people on their way into the races, they all have to sign in, obviously, with QR codes and have to make sure that they haven't come from any hotspots. But it shouldn't really affect the crowd too much this year or for this weekend. I think, it's not a huge day for us, but it should be, quite good, and the weather's supposed to be really nice for the day too. So.
We're chatting to Renee Aprisco from Casino Race Club, the north coast of New South Wales. Well, the green rolling lands there with great cattle country. Tell me, Renee, the other meeting that's become so big, how many people attend your Beef Cup? Because obviously is it just a huge go-to place for all of the cattle people, is it?
It's just a huge day for the whole community, really. Everyone comes together on the day and heads to the races. It's a really big event on the social calendar for your fashions-wise and people in the industry, beef industry as well as thoroughbred industry, just getting together. So we'd normally have maybe 2,000, a bit over that for that meeting, which is a big day for us.
Yeah. And we'll have updated conditions on your track prior to our broadcasting here on RSN. But Tell us a bit about your race track itself, how many you can run, and just a bit about the course itself, given we're a racing station.
Okay. So at Casino, we can run, for each 1,000 metre race, we can only start 10, but the maximum for the other starts is 14. excuse me. The track is rated a soft 5 at the moment, and I think it would continue to stay that way. We're not expecting any rain or anything before the weekend, so it could improve to a good 4 by then, maybe.
And do you have many trainers that train there? Do you have trainers on your track at Casino when you're not racing?
Yeah, we do have about 5-6 on-course trainers, and then we have probably 2 or 3 that are off-course that, you know, either drive into the track every day or every second day to work their horses and then take them home.
I notice that every meeting you have does have a cup. In the handful of meetings, you have actually themed race day. So the Beef Week Cup is pretty obvious. The Gold Cup,
yep.
We're talking about St Mary's Cup Day.
Yep.
But what is Kyogle? Is that a small location, is it?
Kyogle is another township which is only about 30 k's from Casino. So they've come on board with us to put on a cup race, and normally that coincides with Rapville as well. I'm sure you've probably heard about Rapville with the devastating fires they had out there last year or the end of the year before. So normally we run a Rapville Cup that day also, as well as the Kyogle Cup.
And you are officially the beef capital. I'm looking at the website now, and you have Beef Week each year in May, so that obviously is around your race meeting. No one would be crazy enough to open up a vegetarian restaurant in town, or do people love the salads after a while because they've had so much beef? What's the story there? Can you openly say you're a vegetarian in Casino?
Oh, I'm sure you would be accepted because the community's lovely.
It is. And I'm reading here the history is after an Italian township called Monte Cassino in Italy decades ago. I wonder how many silly tourists might rock in every now and again and say, where is the casino and Casino?
There isn't one, I'm sure.
No, but I didn't realise that you were named after an Italian township.
Yeah, apparently so.
There you go. Great to chat to you. Good luck with your meeting. So this will see you out until what, October, is that right?
October is the next one and the last one for the year.
Terrific. Have a great meeting. Thanks for having a bit of a chat to us about your race club as well, and all the best.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Renee there from the Casino Racing Club, northern part of New South Wales, with their cup meeting.